Blog Talk Radio.
Which group was this?
I'm all lit up again.
Buck cherry.
Oh, buck cherry?
Buck cherry. Yes. Well,
I would assume
so much
that... Well, that's the thing. I would assume that they...
Bitch.
Yeah, they had Crazy Bitch, too, which is another good song. But
I'm
assuming...
he died as a hobo.
He's probably, just like every other, you know, solo musician out there in coffee shops, trying desperately to have relevance based on one semi interesting song that he made like 10, 15 years ago.
I'm sorry, I'm going to have to yell at my kids.
Go for it. Yeah, that's it.
Stop playing around. Get out of your seat and get ready.
Buck Cherry is probably playing smaller venues and snorting lots of coke. So.
Right. So you gotta do the new shit, the heroin. Oh, yeah.
I'm sure they dabbled in that too. As soon as Christy finishes yelling at her kids, we'll segue into a.
All right, I'm done. We just got in the house. And they're all turned up for some reason, and I had to yell at them to stop playing around.
They're all lit up again?
School. Yeah. I had to yell at them to get out of their school uniforms.
Well, I mean, it would help
together.
If you didn't, you know, when
you
were...
school uniforms all the time.
it would help that when you go to pick up your key of coke, you didn't, you know, put it on a knife and have them test it to make sure it's pure. That might help.
Right.
Oh. Well, it's easier to revive a small child from an overdose than an adult.
Well, that is practical. I have to give you a point. It may not be the greatest parenting technique, but, I mean, drug testing techniques are A+.
Yeah.
When they wake up from their drug stupor, they're like, 10-5 keys, bottoming.
I mean, I got EpiPens ready, so I just stab them in the chest. It'll be all right.
I don't know if that's the way to revive someone who overdoses with is with an antihistamine shot.
Yeah. I try. It works.
Anyway, so let's segue from Christy's yelling at her kids into Christy, are you ready to play the scenario game today?
Yeah, I can. I'm ready to go.
Okay. She's got some scenarios, some parenting scenarios for us, and with
God
that your kids do, I know. And then
right.
And we have to decide whether to beat the kid or what's the other option. I don't really know if there's another option.
Give them a break. Either, you know, let it slide or beat them kind of thing. You know,
are we really advocating child beating?
No, we're not. I
yes,
mean, it's not
absolutely.
Actually beating.
No,
it's not actually beating. It's like some, do they deserve a punishment or do they really deserve a break? I
okay.
No, I'm gonna go on record
use this
for
show to
advocate beating.
To sharpen your parental skills.
Well, you know,
why
I
not?
Do, I do use corporal punishment occasionally, you know, it
parents.
Just depends. It's a severity kind of thing. It's a progression thing for me, you know. You've
why not?
The
rest
point.
Of us use this show to either escape our lives or remind ourselves why we hate it.
Wait, hold on. I'm about to get on the bus. Hold on 1 second.
Okay. Well, I mean, the whole idea is basically, you know, some people...
To help you parent
like,
your 527 children.
Well, I don't need help, but yes, I guess, if you want to go there. It's basically, I want to see what you guys' perspective is
okay,
on parenting, considering that you don't have any kids. It's always fun for people who have kids to get unsolicited advice from people who have no children. Like,
right.
What's
yeah,
the
I agree, but I'm a little biased because I kind of grew up raising kids, and I'm pretty active in my nephew's life, so I have a bit of a more educated perspective than these two clowns, especially the one
okay.
with the fucking sunscreen-lathered dog.
Go clean it up.
Yeah.
Tell her to go clean it up. Oh, here's a scenario that just cropped up right now. Your kid, I'm telling them to get out of their uniforms, and she decides to pee herself. Beat her or give her a break?
Beat her.
Yeah,
I didn't want to give her a break.
Give her a break for pissing herself?
Well, I don't think she did it, like, out of spite.
Did you do it on purpose? Yeah.
No. No, I think she did it out of, like, she's a very procrastinating child when it comes to peeing. She'd rather play than pee.
Well, I can predict Lou's advice here. Put sunscreen on her.
Yeah. Nice.
Rubber belly.
Okay.
Scratch behind her ears and give her a treat.
Right. Okay, here's one. You know,
which incidentally works on Lou also. And me, as a matter of fact.
That would work on me, yeah, totally.
Yeah, pretty much.
Your kid gets kicked out of class because he beat up the bully.
That actually happened to my nephew yesterday.
Yeah.
Is that one where
admonish him in public and then behind closed doors, like you give him a high five?
Exactly. So beat him in public and then throw him a party at home.
Yeah.
Okay. All right.
No, I say throw him a party in public and beat him at home.
There you go. Really confuse the kid.
Yes, absolute mixed messages. Let me tell you what happened to my nephew yesterday. This autistic kid who my nephew might be autistic. We're not entirely sure yet. Test came back negative, but he literally has like Rain Man type tendencies. Not the cool counting stuff thing. That would be awesome. He's got like the when he's upset about something, he kind of like puts his hand on his ears and turns off. So
right.
Apparently
yeah.
this one of some autistic tendency of the autistic kid triggers him to kind of go nuts too. So it's just like two, God help me, it's like two retards battling with retard powers back and forth.
Okay.
And
that's got to be epic.
So the kid, this autistic kid throws a book at my nephew and misses him. So my nephew throws the book back at him and nails him in the face and smashes the book. So they sent both the kids home. Well, I don't think there's a suspension or anything because they're 5 years old, but...
Right.
So what do you do in that case?
Well, that's the policy in school nowadays is it doesn't matter who's fighting, but since you both are fighting, you both go home, which I don't really agree with. But if he was just retaliating, I say that's self-defense. So, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
if the kid didn't
hit him with the book. He just threw it at him.
It doesn't matter. It's an aggressive action. I count that as, you know, any kind of signs of aggression is a, you know, sign of defense to me. So that's how I roll, at least.
Yeah, but it's not like the kid was in his face. I mean, he did have more than enough time to,
turn
around.
They even consider themselves, like, adversarial at that point, or they think they're just playing with each other?
I mean, Christy's talking about acts of aggression as if these are two warring countries, but they're five-year-old children.
Right.
I don't
That's
care. They
That's
might as well
I don't
be.
Think, I don't feel like they're, like, angry toward each other. They're probably just, like, you know, sticking around.
Passion in the heat of the moment, like Louis' elementary school googie sessions.
I would have just said, I just would have gave him a break, honestly. If it was me, I'd be like, you know what, you get a pass. You nailed him in the face, 10 points.
Which is, I mean, that's actually really good news for me because we've been teaching the kid how to throw for like 2 to 3 years with no success whatsoever. So obviously he's got some hidden Palestinian aim skills that he's just cropping up with.
Right.
Who used that as a joke? Was it me or you that...
No, it was neither of us. It was Rick Shapiro.
Okay.
I can't take credit for other people's jokes. You're not Dane Cook.
Actually, I don't even know if it was Rick Shapiro, but I think it was the guy who came before him. It was either him or the guy who came before him in that set.
Mm.
Did you clean it up? Did you clean it up? Get the spray.
I don't know if she's talking to us or not. I mean, it kind of sounds like she might be, because I know at least one of us is masturbating.
Yeah, I'm thinking she's talking to me.
Yes.
And the answer is no, Mitch, I do not.
How do you get away with masturbating on a city bus?
A lot of people
do it.
He's not the
only
one.
I've gotten quite stealth at, like, the over-the-pants rub.
You should say that louder. You should actually say that a lot louder.
Okay.
I think I've got enough attention as well.
Now, another scenario. Your kid gets caught stealing. He's about 3 years old, grabbed the candy bar out of the store, and you don't realize it until after he's out of the store.
See, here's the thing. As far as kids go, I honestly, personally, have, like, no tolerance for stealing. But if he's three, he really probably doesn't understand the concept of stealing.
What about, what does your tolerance, your no tolerance extend to, say, like, early 20-year-olds?
Yeah, I think at that point, I think once a kid is, like, you know, like, six or seven, they know the difference between stealing and just, like, oh, I want to have that.
But what if they're really good at it and they come up with, like, an entire system to steal successfully?
Right.
Yeah, anyway.
I mean, this actually happened to me, but my son was a lot younger. You know those carts that have, like, the car on the front of them? You know what I mean?
Yeah,
like
yeah.
The kid carts.
The
and, yeah, the shopping carts that have the car on the front. Well, my son, we were in the checkout line. I didn't notice until we got out of the store that his whole entire bottom part of the car was full of, like, candy wrappers. He had chocolate all over his face and hands. I mean, the whole time I was in the checkout.
You need to teach that boy stealth.
He was stealth. I didn't know it until he was gone, until we was out of there. And he had at least 20 wrappers. So he was just grabbing
candy. Yeah, but the
evidence
was all over his grill.
But nobody suspected him. And it got to the point where when he was that young, I couldn't leave him. Like, when we got to the register, I would have to take him out and hold him because he just had it all over his face.
I feel like I was the opposite when I was a little kid. Like, I wouldn't, like, think, I mean, at least from my memory, I wouldn't think to, like, grab anything that wasn't, like, given to me. Oh.
But he was not even 2 years old yet, so, you know, I, of course,
yeah,
can't
that's what
really...
I'm saying. Like, he doesn't know at that point, right.
Well, that's,
yeah.
You have to start beating them young so they understand what's going to happen later.
Yeah, I think that's what happened to me. Like, I got beaten so often when I was little that, like, I wouldn't even, like, look up at people.
Yeah, aww. now you pay women to do it to you.
Yeah, ironic, right? See how that works out? Comes full circle.
So maybe you shouldn't beat your kids, and then they pay prostitutes to do that to them when they're older. I just realized that, like, I always assumed that I started stealing in my late teens and early 20s because I used to thief shit from, like, Barnes & Noble and sometimes at work and whatnot.
And Tower Records.
Well, that wasn't at work. That was fun. That was so much fun.
No.
It really was. And you know what the crazy thing about that Tower Records is, Mick? Is that,
what?
Like, talking to people from this area, I found out that there's very few people who didn't steal from Tower Records.
Yeah, that's
right?
True, actually. It's pretty funny.
I'm about to make some laundry detergent, you guys, while we're doing this. But
right,
I got another
nobody
one.
Cares about that. Hold on. But it turns out that I actually started stealing in when I was really young. I could only remember a time when I accidentally walked out of a grocery store with an Archie comic that I was reading. But as it turns out, when they used to sell, you know, like, potato chips and ice cream bars and stuff in elementary school, and they'd have the kids do it, like, go to the freezer and stuff and stock up and then walk around and sell stuff. And the one time that they put me in charge of it, I must have ate, like, everything.
Get some shoes. Put some shoes on. Okay.
Again, is she talking to us or them?
I was going to say, I think she's still talking to me. Unless she said shoes, not, she said shoes, not pants.
I was telling him to put his shoes on. He's got bare feet on this cold floor. The floor is cold. I don't want him to, you know, have cold feet. He's got to put on.
Is this a scenario? Because if you're literally parenting your kid while you're coming up with scenarios, then we really are doing your job for you.
Well, maybe that's
no.
a scenario. Like, tell him
no,
to put on shoes and he doesn't, so she beats him.
Yeah.
No, he went promptly back to his room to get on some stuff. Stop it.
All right. Do you have any more scenarios here?
Yes, I do. Okay. Your child swears, but they use it properly in its proper context. You know, like, for instance, Mom, what's wrong with my fucking TV? Or, damn, I hit myself in the head. Or, oh, shit, I shit myself. You know?
Yeah.
Is that
yeah.
a...
I think at that point you have to hit yourself because they obviously put that up for you.
Well, Louie, what do you think, Lou?
I don't know. My parents really, you know, had a laissez-faire attitude of parenting, and I turned out just fine, so.
Can I tell you a story that my mother swears to this day never happened, but I make this up as a little kid? When I was a little kid, I walked into the bathroom one day, and I just walked, and then I went to my parents, and I was like, I'm pissed off. And I thought, because I thought pissed off meant bored.
Mm-hmm.
I was like 3 or 4 years old. And I heard them say stuff about being pissed off so many times that for some reason, like, whatever reason, I thought pissed off meant bored. So I said that I was pissed off, and my mother washed my mouth out with soap, and she swears to this day that never happened.
Oh,
that's a little extreme.
I've been subjected to the mouth of soap, and that is like child abuse.
Yeah, I've had that too. I've had soap.
Not sure if that never happened, but I'm like, why would I make that up as a little kid?
Yeah, why would you make that up? She just doesn't remember.
Like, it's your own fault anyway, because I didn't pick that up by myself. I picked that up from you guys.
I don't think it's got to do with memory. There's actually a really, especially as parents get older, there's a real denial that they go through where they they try really hard not to remember the terrible shit that they've done
exactly.
or the thing that they regret as a parent.
Yeah.
Like I can't remember what it was. I was mouthing off at my mom at some point because I did that a lot. Gee, you know, big fucking surprise. But I really pissed her off, and she didn't soccer kick me in the head, but she had her legs crossed, and she just like. She just, like, bapped me in the head with her foot.
Mm-hmm.
You know? Like, I mean, she kicked me in the head. It wasn't, like, a full force kick. It was like oh, my God, what the fuck
is
that?
It wasn't like a UFC, you know?
No. It wasn't a scissor kick. It wasn't a fucking,
you
know, a punt kick. It was just like a bam, you know, right in the head type of shit. And, like, I mentioned that to her once about maybe 10 years ago, and she's like, oh, I'd never kick my kid in the head. What are you talking about? I'm like, bitch, I was there.
Right.
Why would I make that up?
In the head by you.
Right.
Okay. Here's another one. Your kid takes something of yours like it's your possession, like whatever, like takes a book of yours, and uses it as a bartering tool to have another kid teach them a subject that they're poor at. And you bust them in the process.
So when
he could have asked you.
And
he stole your vibrator and was teaching another kid how to masturbate.
No,
they were doing it poorly.
This is slightly autobiographical from my life. Like, what had happened was, you know, when VHSs were the thing, I had taken a video from our collection because my next door neighbor never saw the movie, and Lou, she was teaching me geometry because I was failing at that class, and she was obviously better at it, and she was Asian, and whatever, but she was better at the class. And she was teaching me, and I did get a better grade over it. Well, my mom, as I was coming back, she meets me, you know, as I'm coming across the driveway, she sees that I have the video in my hand. She immediately gets out of the car and starts beating my ass in the driveway. So yeah. I'm just like,
well, your mom is crazy.
Well, yes. So she is a nutbag, but, you know, I did take something of hers without her permission, but it was in lieu.
Well, where was it out in the open, or did she have it, like, in a closet in her room or something?
It was in, matter of fact, we had a whole bunch of, you know, down in our den, you know, you have, like, the entertainment center, and you have a whole bunch of VHSs stacked up, you know,
sure.
Nowadays it's DVDs, and I just took one.
What was it, though?
It was Pinocchio. She never seen the movie Pinocchio.
How do you teach geometry with Pinocchio?
I thought it was a good trade. I thought I was making out like a bandit. You know what I mean? You know,
right.
I got the better end.
You traded a Pinocchio tape for a geometry tutor.
No, for geometry lessons. You know, she was teaching me.
Oh, I see. Okay.
I was failing.
Did you get to successfully deliver it, or were you bringing it back when she beat you?
I was bringing it back. She had already watched
you
it.
You probably should have said something to her, but I mean, I don't think we can judge on this one, because what happened was you did get beaten, so that was the punishment.
That's what I was going to say. I think your mom should have not only not beaten you, but she should have given you props, like you're using your resources for, like, good.
Right, that's a, you know. I should have asked permission.
No, she probably should
patted you on the back for that one.
Now, listen here. That guy was actually out of his mind at that time, but he was a good. He literally is now a good, upstanding person, and I know his family. His mom was terminally ill and passed away of cancer. You know, I knew their whole family, so it wasn't like this was.
So you've known him for a long time. I bet part of that knowledge was not including the fact that he was going to pull a knife on you.
No, he was up to that point. He never showed any kind of signs of aggression. We played basketball together.
That's why I find this so funny, is because you think you know someone and they pull a knife on you, which is kind of the opposite of knowing them. Like, that's
right.
Kind of when somebody reveals to you that they're not at all what you thought they were.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
And I guess your vagina found that exciting.
No, I forgave him after a while. It took me a while, you know what I mean, because I did call the cops.
Yeah, see, when somebody pulls a knife on you, it's supposed to take the rest of your life to forgive them.
Yeah, I hold a motherfucking grudge with knife pullers. Yeah.
Right, exactly.
And forgiving him is different than opening your legs for them, I think. That's where I draw the line. Like, say, hey, you know, maybe there was a misunderstanding, and, you know, maybe we can get past the whole fact that, you know, you kind of put my life in danger. Like,
exactly.
You didn't
there was
put
enough
my life
time
in danger
that...
through some outside force. My life was directly in danger from you. You were the one who was endangering my life, because you were going to kill me with a knife.
Well, several times.
And so we
can
get past that as friends. But no, it's not just as friends. You're like, hey, bygones, let's fuck.
Enough time had elapsed that it didn't bother me at that point.
Are we talking 45 years? Are we talking 45 years? Because that's the kind of person that I would run into in my 50s and be like, hey, man, remember when you pulled a knife on me in our teens? That was crazy.
Right.
We probably still can't be friends now because you're crazy,
then. But
it's good to see you again.
Right.
Unless it was blood on my knife or shit on my dick tonight.
No.
See, that's why I keep bringing that up, Christy, because it's just I find humor in things that I don't understand, and I don't understand. Like, if a bitch pulled a knife on me, I'd be like, okay, I see...
Wow.
I see we don't need to speak to each other ever again.
Right.
No, dude, that would never, no way.
Well, here's the thing.
They pull a knife on me, I'm like, what?
You really hate me. Yeah.
Enough time had passed, and plus I was still cool with his sister and his mother.
Oh, that doesn't matter to me. I'd be like, hey, I really like you, you're cool.
On what went on.
Hey, I'd really like to come over and hang out. Is your brother home? Yes, okay,
right.
Well, since he pulled a knife on me, I can't. So why don't you come over here and leave your brother
alone? I would just only converse with his sister at school. There was a time where I just, I just kind of...
Oh, no, we understand that, but I think the fact is that that time was a relatively small period of time.
Yeah, I was just saying, like Christy, you said enough time had elapsed. Mike just said that, like, 45 years would have to elapse. For you, it's about 45 minutes.
A lot of therapy on their part.
It's not even like it was. Here's the other thing, the other piece of it that is baffling to me is, it's not like it's a female friend who you just had a really bad problem with, which also would warrant never speaking to them again.
Right.
This was
right.
Like, you're a female, and this was a male who pulled a knife on you. Like,
It's not even just like it was a conflict between friends. There was the whole male-female, hey, I might rape you before I stab you dynamic. In fact,
right,
that's
like
why
one
I
of
have
us
this knife, so I can rape
a woman
you without
who
you running
on us would be weird enough.
The
like,
whole thing was that I broke up with his best friend, and I guess
I know
he thought
why. We remember the story.
Well, I guess he thought pulling a knife would change my mind. I don't know what.
Yeah, and that's
that
the
was.
Kind of character trait that I really veer away from.
None of my boys ever pull knives on my ex-girlfriends from me. That's fucked up.
I know that. That's a great friend. It's a look, I wish I had
now.
The kind of boys that would pull knives on my ex-girlfriend. That's great.
Seriously.
But I don't want to have
bad.
Sex with any of those kind of people.
Right.
No, I don't, you know, to be fair. It you know, my ex did get on to him about that, and was they were like fixing the come to end of friendship type thing, and I think they friendship
well, I
did
mean, yeah, because
end.
Not only did he pull a knife on his ex girlfriend, but then he pegged her.
Yeah.
What kind of friend is this? Cool.
See, that's even weirder to me because like if your ex
he
was,
I don't
like,
think he
so
knew.
Mad about it that like he like kind of. Led the other guy into pulling the knife on you, then I could see it. But this guy, just on his own, like of his own volition, was just like, man, how
right.
I kill that bitch.
Right? and
yeah,
know this.
And
know
that
this.
Kind of,
that
kind of stable
time,
mental, that kind of stable mental facilities, it was obviously very attractive to Christy after
mm-hmm.
that.
Mm-hmm.
Like
well,
I've had times
because,
where, like,
my
friends
because
have been
first
screwed
he,
over
first
by a girl,
went from,
so I never was like, man, I should kill them.
Well, that's the thing. Like he goes from over the top loyalty to his friend
right.
to the point where he pulls a knife on her to hey, my dick's getting wet.
No, and
like,
a lot of it had to do with his mom.
Flip.
A lot of it had to do with his, you know, his mom and dad. They also had a conference with my parents, and then also the fact that she was already terminal, and she kind of pleaded his case, like, look, don't stop being his friend because of this. I've already, you know, we've already got on to him, you know, kind of thing, and I let it go. And
No. You were like, okay, I guess I can see that, but and then you were like, you know what, I'm gonna do you one better, Mrs. Lady. I'm going to bang that fucker.
No, at that point, I still was like, you know, I was still upset at him, but we were on speaking.
You think? You fucking think?
I was still upset at him, but we were still on speaking terms. Like I said, it was like several. You got to understand that we knew each other ever since we were little. You know what I'm saying? This was not like. You know, over the summer.
See,
kind of friendship.
Here's the thing, Christy. I've had knives pulled on me, and it wasn't by mm-hmm. friends. And the people that pulled knives on me, like, I made it my business to avoid being anywhere within their proximity forever. So, like, if I'm walking along, if I'm just like, if it's somebody I know that pulled a knife on me, like, that's even
mm-hmm.
more of a betrayal to me because I'm like,
that's exactly
oh, gee,
what
like,
I was gonna
strangers,
say. That's exactly
strangers
what I was
pull
say.
Knives on me, or my own friends are pulling knives on me.
Right, that's exactly what I was going to say. Like, wouldn't it be worse if it was somebody you know?
No,
eventually
I just chalked it up that he just basically just, at that, he just made a wrong choice. Whatever it
okay.
was,
see,
whatever
here's,
he was
here's
going
what
to.
I think, Christy. I think you have an eternal case of Stockholm Syndrome, is what I think.
What? No.
I think if somebody came up to you on the street and beat you up and took all of your money, and then you saw him again in a bar like 2 years later, you'd bang him.
No, not
drink.
Even. No.
Not even 2 years.
There was, you got to understand, there was past history, and we knew each other since kids, so I was able
yeah,
to overlook that.
But see, that's my point. Once the knife comes out, all of that history gets erased and is replaced by a new history of war.
Right, like, I would be way more freaked out if somebody I knew pulled a knife on me than if some stranger on the street pulled a knife on me.
Oh, trust me, I was freaked out. At
not
the
for
time,
and turned on.
No, not at all. At the time, it was like... It was the worst thing. I called the police. I was terrified. I called my dad. My dad was ready to beat some ass. It was It was
how
horrible.
How did your dad feel when you eventually wound up dating the guy?
My dad didn't know.
This could be a parenting scenario. Your parents are going to beat the shit
this
out of
is,
you.
Yeah, that is the parenting scenario. That is a parenting scenario.
That would be my worst fucking nightmare. My daughter runs into my arms crying and screaming because somebody that she knew pulled a knife on her. And then, you know, 6 months or 2 days
later,
or however long it...
It was at least a year or so. You got to understand.
A year. Sure was. Yeah, a year.
It was over.
So a year,
it was over that.
So a year later, when everybody had obviously grown up and matured and moved on from that knife-pulling scenario.
I was still cool with his mom and his sister, too.
Yeah, Christy, there's no getting out of that. Like, there's no... You might as well just own up to it and say,
the guy who almost killed me? Yeah, that guy.
Funny story how we met, guys. Funny fucking story how we met. I totally broke up with his best friend, and then he came over to me and threatened to slash my neck open. And I was like, oh, my God, I'm so scared.
When he pulled out the knife, I looked at his reflection, and I was like, wow, he really is a gentle soul at heart.
You know, besides this crippling fear that I have, he's not so bad looking.
I wasn't scared of him after that, please.
No, apparently
I wasn't
not.
Scared of him.
Or maybe you were, and that's just your thing, you know?
No.
Did you wait?
No.
Let me ask you a question. Every time you guys had sex, did you make him show you the knife?
No. No knives or any threatening gestures or anything.
I'll be completely honest. The reason why I love this story is because now when I pull knives on women, like, I'm going to do it and be like, listen, it works. It moves. You're going to like me in a few months. Just trust me. Trust the process. Give it time. You're going to want me soon.
Did he have a terminally ill mother, too? You have to have those combinations, too.
I don't
have any
actually,
of those.
Well,
this is an excuse. It doesn't matter if he was on crack. It doesn't matter if he was fucking...
Well, I mean, just
if
put
his
it this
mom
way.
Died in front of him by her head exploding and brains and blood
it
all
was,
over his
it
face.
It was basically... I moved on from that situation. I just chalked it up to he just was...
Yeah, we kind of got that.
Basically... I just chalked it up to, you know, we moved on from that. And
oh, youthful indiscretions.
Right, just it was a
remember
stupid
that time
thing.
You raped me at gunpoint? That was so funny.
I'm past that, though. That's gone out of my heart.
You know what? Your mom is great, okay? Your sister and I go way back. The whole raping me at gunpoint thing, let's just put that behind
he
us and be friends. What do you say?
He didn't rape me at gunpoint. He just threatened me to go back with his hook back up with
his
best
friend. How unrealistic is that, though? Like,
wait,
go,
so
I have a serious question.
I have a serious question.
Yeah.
So after this incident, and then you end up with the dude, what did your ex think of you getting with this other dude after he was the one
That's
who was so
question.
Loyal to him that he pulled a knife on him? On you.
He wasn't bothered. He wasn't bothered by it because he had moved
on from our
relationship. Of
course not, because the kid would pull a knife on him too.
He had moved on, and actually, their friendship had drifted too at that point.
Gee, you think?
For some, you know, for whatever reason. They had no, it was an external thing. I think it was because
that was my sex life. I don't know.
It was for other reasons.
Let
me
not break up with him either, because he's gonna pull a knife on me.
No, it was for other reasons. They had their relationship had drifted apart, you know, because I think he had made fun of my ex for being in the Boy Scouts and stuff, and he didn't like
Wait,
that.
Which ex are you talking about, the knife puller or the original?
The original.
No, the knife
okay.
puller. Of course, he had a badge in knife pulling.
No, the original was the Boy Scout. The original was the Boy Scout. Hello. The original guy was the Boy Scout, and they had a falling out over it. Because
over the Boy Scouts or over pulling a knife on all his ex-girlfriends?
No, the Boy Scout was not the one that pulled the knife out on me. It was the first.
Oh,
my
God.
It was my ex, so. With that being
said. Your ex had a badge in fire starting, and your other guy had a badge in fire setting.
Right, pretty much. No, it was like one thing after another. I just let it go. I dropped it. I was like, okay, I'm not going to be mad over this anymore.
Yeah, I'm apologized. Never going to drop this, by the way. That's, no.
He's apologized. We've had a family conference. Your parents are cool. My parents are cool.
Well, let me ask you a question. When you broke up with this guy, did you pull a knife on him?
No. I didn't.
You should have.
He'd pull another one on you.
No.
Dude, that's his go-to for conflict resolution.
You know, that would have been hilarious.
He learned from that incident.
The second guy broke up with Christy, and then the first guy pulled a knife on her.
He learned from the incident. Just put it this way. No acts of aggression. We just, you know, we drifted apart, and it was kind of a mutual breakup kind of thing.
Well, it kind of has to be. You know what I mean? You have to drift away from a guy like that.
I mean, you know, his
idea.
You may have dated the guy, but, was there not ever a time where you'd have, like, you'd be looking at him and think back, oh, gee, I remember that time he pulled a knife on me.
Yeah. I mean, here's the thing.
Yeah. Of course you did.
No, but listen. It was only because we'd bring it up in jest. It was like, it was a funny thing. Like, you guys are laughing now. Like, remember when you pulled that knife on me? You know what I'm saying? Like, you know, I'd make fun of it. Like, oh, you're not going
to. That's not a normal recollection to have between partners of, like, fun times.
No, it wasn't
like
fun
usually,
times. It was a
usually,
joking
usually
thing.
Usually when people
like,
are like, oh, my God, do you remember the time? It's like, oh, do you remember the time we drunkenly hooked up at so-and-so's party? Or do you remember the time where I barfed in your lap?
He would get upset because he was like, look, I'm sorry. And he felt like, I'm tired of apologizing for it. You shouldn't even keep bringing it up.
Of course he was.
And I would just bring it up to be good.
He's the kind of guy that pulls a knife on bitches. He doesn't want to relive it.
I mean, he really felt bad about it. It was an immediate regret kind of thing.
I would actually ask you to bring him on the show, like have him call in, but I'm afraid he'd pull a knife on any one of us.
He's actually really nice, mild mannered. He's married. He has a kid, and everything's all good. He's never done anything like that ever.
Dad, I got a C in school, and he pulls a knife on him.
No, he's got a new son, and he's got a new wife, and they've been married. He has a good job, and he's an upstanding person.
And I think here's how I imagine the child talk going. You know, she's like, I really want to have kids, and he's like, I'm not sure I want to have kids, and she's like, well, I think we should talk about this, and he pulls a knife. And she's like, okay. He's like,
you act like everything, like someone messes up his food at Taco Bell, he's ready to stab somebody.
I don't see why not. I want to raise.
It was one time, and he did a stupid thing. He did a stupid thing that one time.
But it wasn't even like he was, like, he did it because his friend at the time was upset. Like, that was enough to spur him to go pull a knife on you. It wasn't like he was being threatened personally and he was like, yo, back off. It wasn't like he was even trying to mug somebody and he was like, yo, give me your money. He just was like, damn, my friend's really upset. You know what I should do? I should go pull a knife on that bitch.
I mean, even his own dad was like, what were you thinking? What did you think was going to come of that? You know what I mean? That, you know... His dad was like, what the hell's the matter with you, you know, kind of thing. It was like a family conference, and not only was, like, my parents were involved, my ex's mother, because his dad is deceased, his mother was there.
I think that makes it even worse, though, because it's not just like he pulled a knife on you on the street, and that was it, and you never had to see him again. Like, there was a whole long, drawn-out conference centered around this knife pulling.
And I didn't talk to him for a long time.
And you didn't talk to him for a long time. And then And then he came back around or whatever, and you guys started talking again, and you're just like, you know what? I'm going to give that guy another shot.
Well, it wasn't exactly like that at all. The whole progression was a lot long out and drawn. First it was like, I don't even want to talk to you. As far as I'm concerned, I'm looking for ways to press charges. Then it went from, okay, well, I'll forgive you, and I'm still cool with your mom and sister,